Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something really powerful for atmosphere work in Ableton Live 12. We're talking about the echo chamber approach, an amen variation swing. Basically, we're taking a small amen fragment and turning it into a moving, ghostly drum texture that feels like it's bouncing around inside a tunnel rather than just looping on the grid. This is the kind of thing that sits beautifully behind a drop, carries an intro with tension, or gives a breakdown some real identity. It's not just a breakbeat loop. And it's not just a washed-out reverb texture either. It lives in that sweet spot between drum editing, atmosphere design, and arrangement. And why this works in drum and bass is simple. A plain amen loop can get stale fast, and a huge reverb can destroy clarity in the low mids. But when you build a chamber-style variation with swing, filtering, and controlled echo, you get movement, depth, and groove without losing the punch of the track. That's the goal today. Start with one clean amen phrase, not the whole break. Choose a short 1-bar or 2-bar slice with a strong snare, a couple of ghost hits, and maybe one or two small tail details. Don't begin with the busiest or loudest part of the break. You want something that already has a bit of internal groove, but still leaves room for you to shape the motion. If the source is already sitting well, don't over-warp it. Keep it tight and musical. Warp only if you need timing control. The cleaner the source, the more control you'll have over the swing and the chamber effect later. What to listen for here is a phrase that has a strong snare anchor and enough micro movement to survive being echoed. If it feels flat before processing, it usually won't magically become interesting later. Now let's create the swing. Instead of forcing a generic groove template onto the loop, duplicate the phrase and nudge the second version slightly late against the grid. You're aiming for a small timing offset, maybe around 10 to 25 milliseconds, or just enough that the ghost reply lands behind the main pocket. That late placement is a huge part of the feel. It makes the loop sound weighted and lazy in a good way, like the room is answering the break a little behind time. If you're working in arrangement view, keep the main phrase locked to the bar line and push the duplicate slightly behind it. If you're in session view, keep the clip stable and offset the internal slice timing instead. The idea is the same either way. The original hit leads, and the echoing response trails behind it. What to listen for now is whether the groove starts breathing instead of marching. If the ghost reply is too early, the whole thing feels nervous. If it's too late, the pocket falls apart. You want that sweet spot where it feels intentional and a little lazy, but still locked to the drums. From here, build a two-layer setup. Keep one lane dry and readable, and another lane for the chamber treatment. On the dry lane, keep it simple. Use EQ8 to high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays out of the kick and subzone. Then add a little drum bus if you want to firm up the body, and maybe a touch of saturator for a bit of grit. Nothing extreme, just enough to help the core of the amen stay solid. On the chamber lane, go much further with the atmosphere. Use echo or delay with a timing division that supports the pocket, like 1/8 dotted, 1/16 dotted, or a short slap depending on the feel you want. Then add reverb with a short to medium decay, maybe around 0.6 to 1.8 seconds. After that, use EQ8 to cut the low end aggressively and tame any harsh top if needed. The dry lane gives you identity. The chamber lane gives you the illusion. That separation is a big reason this works in D&B. The ear can still read the rhythm from the dry hits, while the chamber layer gives you depth and motion. Without that split, the transients get smeared and the whole thing loses impact. Next, shape the echo so it feels like a room, not a delay pedal. Auto filter is your friend here. You can place it before echo if you want the repeats to inherit the darker tone, or after echo if you want the repeats to bloom first and then get trimmed. Both are valid. For darker jungle or roller vibes, I'd start with a high pass around 150 to 220 Hz and a gentle low pass somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz on the chamber lane. If the loop feels too clean, close the filter a little more until it gets smoky and claustrophobic. What to listen for is the balance between clarity and distance. The hats and top-end break noise should fall back into the room, but the snare body still needs to speak. If you filter too hard, you lose urgency. If you leave it too open, it starts sounding like just a raw break again instead of a chamber atmosphere. Now add subtle movement, but keep it subtle. This is not the place for obvious wobble or wild modulation. You want the chamber to feel alive, because small details shift over time. A very slow auto filter LFO can work beautifully. So can a light phaser flanger for a metallic room ripple. And if you want a darker, more unstable character, a tiny amount of frequency shifter movement can add a sinister phase smear. The key is restraint. Keep the modulation shallow. If the movement starts pulling focus, It's too much. The chamber should feel unstable, not gimmicky. A useful reminder here, if it starts sounding like a sound design demo, pull it back. The goal is still a drum groove, just one with a haunted footprint. Now let the echo tail work rhythmically. A good chamber tail should enhance the swing, not flood the bar. Start with feedback around 15-35%. Use 1/8 dotted for a more rolling lilt, or 1/16 for something tighter and more nervous. If the repeats start stepping on the snare backbeat, shorten the delay time or reduce the feedback. This is one of those places where less is often more. A short, controlled tail can feel heavier than a long wash, because the groove stays readable. And once you've got a setting that works, commit it. Resample it, freeze it, flatten it, whatever workflow gets you into audio. That way you can chop the tail by hand and shape the phrasing instead of endlessly tweaking the delay time. That move alone can save you a ton of time. Now turn the loop into call and response. Don't just leave the chamber layer running constantly unless the section really needs that kind of haze. Instead, chop the echoed material into musical phrases. Let the main amen answer the first part of the bar, then bring the chamber in on the back half. Or let it respond only on certain bars, leaving a gap in between so the listener feels the arrangement breathe. This is where the loop starts to feel like a real record element instead of a static texture. What to listen for here is whether the pattern feels like conversation. If everything repeats the same way every bar, it gets predictable. If the response changes, or even just drops out for a beat, the whole thing starts feeling more human and more alive. A very strong arrangement move is to use the chamber loop quietly under an intro, then let it swell toward the first drop, pull it back on the main impact, and bring it back later with a slightly different filter position. That kind of variation gives the track a real journey without needing a brand new break. Now bring in the rest of the track. This part matters a lot. Do not judge the chamber loop and solo for too long. Pull in the kick, snare, and bass as soon as you can. An atmospheric drum layer that sounds huge on its own can become a muddy mess once the low end arrives. Listen for two things. First, does the snare transient still cut through? Second, is the sub or lower mid bass getting masked by the echoed break body? If either of those answers is no, clean it up. Use EQ8 on the chamber lane and carve out the low end, often below 150-250 Hz depending on the source. If it gets boxy, dip around 250-500 Hz. If the ghost hits start biting too hard, tame the 3-6 kHz area a little. And keep an eye on mono compatibility. The chamber can be wide, but the weight should not depend on stereo tricks. If you widen it, make sure the low mid body stays centered or is stripped out before widening. That keeps the club translation solid. A good sign is that the track feels fuller, not smaller. If adding the chamber makes the snare feel distant or the bass line feel thinner, the layer is too loud, too wide, or too full range. At this point, decide what flavor you want. If you want a dark tunnel swing, keep the echoes shorter, the filtering tighter, the grid a little stronger, and the stereo field more controlled. That's perfect for menacing rollers, jungle pressure, or a stripped back drop support layer. If you want a haunted chamber bloom, let the decay breathe a little more, open the top end slightly, and give the spatial tail more presence. That's ideal for intros, breakdowns, and cinematic transitions. If you can't decide, that's fine. Use the darker version for the drop and the more expressive version for the intro or breakdown. Same source, different job. That contrast is exactly what keeps the arrangement moving. From there, stop polishing and start arranging. Use the chamber loop as a section identity, not a constant bed. A stripped intro with filtered chamber hints, a partial reveal before the drop, a reduced chamber roll in the main drop, then a darker return in a mid-track switch-up or second drop. That's how this becomes useful in a real tune. And here's an important coaching thought. Sometimes the best tension move is not more echo, but less certainty. Fewer hits, more asymmetry, and slightly unpredictable returns often feel stronger than just turning the space up. So keep it musical, keep it readable, and don't be afraid to let it disappear when the main drums need the spotlight. Before we wrap, here's the simple practical challenge. Build 2 4-bar versions from one amen phrase, using only stock Ableton devices. Make one version tighter and darker, and make the other one wider and more haunted. Filter the chamber so it stays out of the sub. Print at least one version to audio and chop it into a performance style pattern. Then ask yourself, does the snare still cut through? Does the variation swing against the grid without sounding messy? Does it still feel useful when the bass comes in? If yes, you've got it. So to recap, start with a clean amen phrase, create the swing with small timing offsets, split the sound into a dry core and a chamber layer, Filter the echoes so they feel like space instead of clutter. Keep the groove strong in context with bass and drums, and arrange the texture so it has real payoff. When it's working, it should feel like a ghostly moving drum shadow. Recognizable, gritty, musical, and completely usable in a real DNB track. Now go build it in Ableton Live 12, print the best version to audio, and try the exercise. You'll learn a lot faster once you hear the chamber sitting inside a full arrangement.